And here we go, guys, with another podcast. It was a good one. It's been a little over a week since we've done a podcast, so we're catching up a little bit. I talk way too much about media and my thoughts on all that and race and how much we should love each other. Really, I mean, you know, right, Tyler?
When it comes down to it, yes. Yes. We talk a lot about relevant information, things that are going on right now.
Yeah, it was a good podcast.
It's pretty good. It was informative.
Tyler talked about his little jog yesterday.
It was today.
I had to throw my joke yesterday.
It was today.
Did I say yesterday?
Yeah, you said yesterday.
It was today. I did.
Yeah, I just got back today.
Yeah, I just got back today. And I threw in some good jokes about it. So, you know what? There was a couple good jokes in there. I think there will be some laughs. Mm-hmm. So you'll definitely have to listen to the whole podcast. Or really, you just have to listen to the beating part because that's where the funny stuff is, I think. But that's just me.
I think it's all funny.
I need to work on my joke telling.
Yeah, you
should
not
be stand-up.
No, definitely not.
A sit down?
Yes.
I'm curious if I can do the stand-up. Like, there's got to be some way I can practice without just throwing myself up there.
Nope, that's the only way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like I just would have to do it because I feel like most of my work would be crowd work, would be joking with the. I feel like I'm a spontaneous funny person, and like
you know, it would be good for you, your act, as if you would just make fun of yourself the whole time.
Yeah. What the fuck? Did I just break this chair?
All right, well, Seth just broke my chair. Maybe we should just start this podcast.
Let's start this podcast before I hurt myself. Please put your seats in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And we're back with another podcast coming at you hot and heavy.
Speaking of hot, it's hot outside.
It is so fucking hot.
It's brutal, dude.
It's like...
It is 93 degrees, and I spent the entire day outside hiking. Dude, it's a scorcher.
You are constantly roasting your balls. You just like...
All day, every day.
You got like two eatable meatballs down there you can just grab any time if you like starve.
Well, this is weird.
Some starvation
But
scenario.
Yeah, I guess. Dude, speaking of being outside, I was in Cuyahoga today. I was doing some hiking, just doing like some random adventuring, just like to get out in the wilderness.
Where was my invite?
I wanted to go by myself, and I knew you weren't gonna wake up when I woke up. And that's fine, because your schedule's ass right now.
You gotta tell me, Seth, go pick up some melatonin and give me a few days of notice.
Seth, we're going hiking in 5 days. Get it together. But yeah, I spent the whole day just adventuring around. I brought my camera. I spent more time hiking than I did taking photos, but I went to like some places that I've been to before. And dude, when I say that Cuyahoga was packed, my friend. I'm talking like places that I've been before where I would sit there for hours by myself and not see a single soul. I'm talking bodies everywhere. Yeah.
You had your gloves and your mask on?
Absolutely not. Do you remember when I took you to Brandywine Falls? That was the big, gigantic waterfall that I took you to. That was when we hiked through the wilderness off the trail.
My memory is like skewed with that day.
But you remember that place, right?
The pain and exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Waterfall.
Really big waterfall.
Yeah, the trail, there was like a wooden thing down to it.
Wooden boardwalk.
It was okay. It was nothing amazing.
It was a pretty big waterfall.
I've seen too many awesome Instagram photos.
Yeah, maybe that did it for you.
I've been tainted.
That's where I took you the one time. And when I took you, like, there was like a decent amount of people there, right?
Yeah, there was.
I mean, nothing crazy, though.
Nothing ridiculous.
I pulled in, like...
Oh, you went to the same exact spot?
I went to the same spot just to, like, walk by it, just to, like, see it again, because it's been a couple of years since I've been there.
You were no pussy, right? You went off-road?
No, I was cordial. I stayed on the trails. I didn't do anything stupid.
Wait, you mean cordial to who? Who'd you go with?
Just me. I was cordial to the wildlife, all right?
Oh,
I didn't
trek
through
the wildlife.
Anything.
Oh, okay.
I didn't destroy anything. I just stayed on the path. But as I'm driving up to where that's at, I see cars parked on, like, the side of the road, and I see people walking. And I'm like, I wonder if there's, like, an event going on or something. And I pull up to, like, that turn where you go in, and there's, like, a park ranger there with a tent and a sign that says parking lot's full. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, these people are parking all the way down here, like, a mile away from the waterfall just to walk to the waterfall. Mm-hmm. And, like, at that point, he was like, oh, no, yeah, you're good. He pulled the sign away. He's like, come in. There was, like, one parking spot open. I pull up. I'm talking people everywhere. Just, like, families, just craziness. And I walked down the boardwalk that we walked down. There was a shit ton of people standing at that observation deck. And then when I got to the waterfall and I actually looked down, you know how, like, it was kind of a big drop-off. You look down, you can see where the water's hitting, and you can see the river. It looked like, so, like, it's so high up that everybody kind of looked like rice, but it looked like somebody took a bowl of rice and threw it at the base of the waterfall. Just people everywhere, all at the base, swimming in the water, taking photos, eating, like, having picnics, like, on the rocks while the water surrounds them. I was like, this place is packed. Wow. So many people.
Is there a place to, like, raft or anything there? Like,
yeah, people are kayaking and rafting.
I love rafting.
And then I went to...
we got to do that sometime.
It's fun. I went to one of the other falls I like to go to. It's called Blue Hen Falls. I didn't even go because they closed off the parking lot that's right across from the falls, and they made people park at the base of, like, the really big hill that the waterfall is on, which is, like, 2 miles to the waterfall. I went up to, like, the normal parking spot, and they had... Park rangers had it closed off, made everybody park down the hill. It was, like, a two-mile hike to the waterfall, and I was like... I don't want to do that right now. The place is packed. There was just too many people. And then I went to the one falls where I've never taken you to, but there's no trail to get there. You actually have to hike up a river. And it was kind of nice because the river was low, so I didn't have to hike through the water or anything. But I finally got to the waterfall, and I sat there for a little bit, took some photos. I broke out my water, drank some water, just sitting there kind of like... in the atmosphere. Really tall falls. Here, I'll show you a photo of it.
Yeah.
But as I'm sitting there, I have... Not that many people know about this place because it's not posted in any way. There's, like, no way to get there unless you go off trail. But it's a really, really big waterfall.
I can't even see...
There was barely any water coming over right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's bigger than the one that I took you
to. So a shitty waterfall. A big waterfall, but a shitty one right now because there's no water.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot. But it's like one of those places that you walk to.
I got all excited, Tyler. I got all fucking excited.
It's one of those places where you can walk up to it and, like, the waterfall kind of surrounds you like this. And you're, like, kind of in almost like a cave. So it's a really cool place.
All excited about it, Tyler.
Whatever. It's just, it's a really cool place to, here's a look. Just a little video of what it looks like. You can hear the water running.
No, that looks good. That looks so much better than your standalone picture. Man, the light coming in, too, looks great.
Yeah, it's a
Why
really...
Why does that look so much better than the picture you took?
Well, the picture is one-dimensional. This is kind of like a video.
Oh, no, it has more light to it. Oh, there, okay. Because it was... There was the one spot... The one spot where you took the picture, that was the darkest spot in the whole area.
Yeah, it was pretty dark. But it was... It's a nice place to just sit, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, I'm drinking my water, and I hear these kids behind me. And I was like, oh,
having this sex?
Tiny kids.
What the fuck? What are the kids doing nowadays?
Calm down, sir. But I hear them behind me. I was like, oh, wow, this is the first time I've ever found anybody back here before. I've been there multiple times because it's like a mile into the woods.
Holy
up a river.
Fucking shit. You murdered them.
I didn't murder them.
Oh, my gosh. Tyler, man, can't wait to read the description of this podcast.
I hear them coming from behind. And I was like, all right, I'm just...
Hey, it's me, Tyler. I just got my first taste of blood. Enjoy the podcast, everyone.
Anyways, I was sitting there drinking my water, and I was like, oh, this is the first time I've ever seen people back here. And, like, I turn around. There's, like, four little kids. I'm talking 5 years old. Come up this trail, and they run by me, and they walk up to the water. And, like, 5 minutes pass. And there's just these four little five-year-old kids at this waterfall. And I'm sitting there by myself. And I go, where's the parents?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a mile into the woods right now at a waterfall that's not posted. Like, how do these kids know about this place? and they're like playing in the water a little bit, and then they walk away.
Were they munchkins? Were they like little people?
Not munchkins. But they, and then they start going back down the path, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, where are the parents at? And then like 3 minutes go by, I hear the kids again coming back up the path, and then I hear more, like more kids are added to the group, and then I start hearing like adult voices. And I was like, okay, these kids were just way ahead of the adults. And when the it was two separate families, it was a
they must have been familiar with that spot.
Yeah, the husband and wife come up from behind, and then the second husband and wife, they were like I couldn't tell if they were family or what.
Swinger couple.
I don't know. Two couples, and they come up the path, and I go, I was wondering if there was adults around.
Can you tell I haven't got laid in a while?
Yeah. I was like, he's like, hey, how you doing? I was like, I'm good. I was like, I was wondering if there was adults around. These kids were up here for a while by themselves. He's like, yeah, we've been here a couple
Ooh,
times.
Oh, you so lectured them. Oh, Tyler, I was wondering where the parents were of these children. Now let's have a conversation before I turn you into the authorities. Man, you're an asshole, Tyler.
No, I just know what the world is like these days, buddy. But they were like, yeah, oh, we've been here a couple times. The kids know where to go. I was like, oh, okay, no worries. And then they were like, the one couple has never seen it before. And they were like, whoa, this place is amazing. And it was interesting, though. It was a nice day. Packed and
you
hot.
Were like, well, you guys missed it. There was this old creepy guy trying to give him candy. Where were you guys?
Yeah.
And you know what? They took every bit of that candy and they ate it all.
Sure.
I didn't say you were the creepy guy. It was just
I could have been. I was the creepy guy in the woods by myself.
You could have been the Karen in that scenario. You could have been the Karen and just went a little crazy on him. That could have been kind of funny.
That would have been terrible. I would have never done that.
What do you think of this whole Karen thing? Like this, and then there's not really a guy name for it. It's just an asshole, I guess. It's equivalent for a guy. When
yeah, there's
a guy
no guy name
it.
Equivalent to Karen.
But Karen, like that, the name Karen has been officially ruined.
Yeah, there will be no Karens born. In this decade, there will be no Karens.
No one's going to be named Karen. Nope. Karen, yeah. It's like naming your child Osama bin Laden.
There's got to be more names like that, right?
Oh, for sure. Chad's a really, like, Chad is like a super douchey name that a lot of people will jump to. Like, oh, he's a Chad. So I don't know. That might be the equivalent for Karen, a Chad.
A Chad?
Yeah. But yeah, dude, what happened last Saturday, man? Guys, we're happy the podcast is back. It's been a little bit over a week because Tyler got sick, and then my sleep schedule has been all jacked up. Well, I was supposed to go to the DMV, and I gave up on that right away.
Yeah, so
fucking
what was up with the DMV?
Line outside, like there was people everywhere. I'm like, no fucking way. I went to a panic attack, grabbed a bag. Ran
so
home
many people
and
there?
Got in the covers and hid. Huh?
There was that many people.
There was people outside. There was people outside standing around and stuff. I'm God like, damn. No way. And it just opened. I stayed up all night. It was like, I couldn't get to sleep. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just go there when it opens. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like right when it opened?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
So.
Yeah, but I don't know. I got sick. I didn't feel good.
Yeah?
I had like a headache.
I got sick last night. I don't know if it was like a stomach thing. I was like on the toilet a little bit, and I don't know if it's maybe the food I ate. But then this new renter that was interested in rent from me, she said that it's going around. She's a nurse's assistant, and she says it's going around that a stomach bug is not corona, a stomach bug. Nala, no, and she's back again. Nala, do we need? We give you a shout out and you chill out.
Nala, welcome
Nala,
to the podcast.
The best dog in the world. If we don't give her a shout out, she will scratch at the door of the entire podcast. You can go like her picture on Instagram.
So there is a bug going around.
Yeah, there is a stomach bug going around. But I felt like I just way too much pasta. And then that with alcohol, had a few drinks. So like that might have been it.
Yeah, but I didn't have an appetite. I didn't want to eat anything. Headache.
Yeah.
I just felt like shit.
Did you watch the UFC fight?
No. No, I didn't even stay up late that night.
Did you?
I just wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
Get it over with. No, but I didn't watch anything. But I feel fine now. I feel great. Probably got the coronavirus, you know.
Yeah, we all have it. It's like, I'm telling you, it's like the in The Walking Dead where everybody already has the virus and they just turn into a zombie when they die.
Do you know who's got it now?
Corona?
Yeah.
Like, who's the latest person to have it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
My guys on The Fighter and the Kid, both Brendan and Brian Callen have
the coronavirus. Fuck?
Yeah, they just did a podcast through the Zoom.
At home? Yeah. They both found out they have it?
Yeah, they both got it.
Dude, it is spreading more. But you know the crazy part? Everybody's freaking out and stuff. From my understanding, the number of deaths is still going down, down, down. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one thing news isn't talking about. They're talking about how the spread. They don't say anything about deaths.
Yeah, the spike in cases.
Oh my gosh, fucking news, man.
But I guess the one argument is like, the death toll is a lagging indicator. So like, yeah, there's a spike, maybe deaths to follow, but like as of right now, it's still going down.
We knew that was going to happen. That was part of it. Like when you reintroduce it, yes, it's going to still spread. It's still going to spread. But the big thing is protecting the people that are vulnerable. Sure. That is the big thing. The people that have a chance of dying from it, okay, there's a slim chance of dying from it. That's the thing. There's a slim chance. You got to protect people. If you're going to go out, be proactive to stay away from those people, too, mm-hmm. that you could give it to. I mean, fuck, it's not that hard. Have you heard about this whole situation? What was it, in New York or whatever, where, like, they ended up sticking a bunch of... these coronavirus people had coronavirus into the nursing home, and it literally killed off the nursing home.
No, I didn't hear about this. Is this true?
I've been hearing it over and over again. I really would like to get to the bottom of it. Like,
so you're telling me they stuck a bunch of people that had the coronavirus in a nursing home?
A governor did it.
Hmm.
That happened in a few different places.
Seems like I would know about this. This is ridiculous.
It sounds like a conspiracy thing, right? Because that completely changes the numbers. Mm. That made the numbers spike like crazy. Like, I mean, just kill them off like crazy. Like, all right, here, population control, boom, baby.
I've always been for population control, but maybe this is a solution.
Shut the fuck up, Tyler. What? Fuck you. You are not allowed to go near grandma. What? You are not allowed to go near grandma.
I'm not going near grandma anyways.
Dude, there's no reason for propaganda population control. It's completely bullshit. There is plenty of room in this world.
But
there's literally enough room. I mean, we can even... At this point, we can expand to other countries or other planets now that we're looking at. Like, that's how... How well...
yeah, but that's not next month.
But do you know how much of the U.S. is still unpopulated? How much of the entire world is still unpopulated?
It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to populate all that space.
It's not overpopulated, but people like the idea of control. There's people that speak out about population control.
There's definitely areas of the world that are overpopulated.
Bill Gates is one that talks about overpopulated... Yeah, I would definitely. I mean, if we could do something where we could get these people to move away from mm-hmm. these bigger cities, but that's where the jobs are and stuff. I mean, you know, interesting thing is that I would hope that as a Nala, you're not going outside. We're doing a podcast.
You can't hear your scratch.
Now I'm giving you two. Oh, really?
Yeah, you won't be able to hear a scratch.
I guess you can't. You guys can't hear that scratch, but Nala every once in a while will go over the door. It's mostly an attention thing. She doesn't like when we do the podcast. I don't know if we could just get her like. To just sit up here and we put a mic in front of her and make her think that she's... No, come over here and just chill, sit. Hang out.
Sit.
Tell us about your day.
There you go. Nope, sit. Sit. Good girl. Just stay there.
So anyway, what was I talking? Oh, yeah. So, like, the way things are going, why not more people be in the middle of nowhere, like, far away from everything? Especially people that can work from home, you know? That could be... I feel like... Our personality as a people with the internet nowadays, we kind of like to seclude ourselves. I feel like more and more people are, what's the personality? What's the personality? Like, don't like to be around people as much, or like the recluse a little bit, you know?
Introvert.
Yeah. I feel like our culture is producing more people that are introvert because of the way things are. What do you think?
I would agree with you, but I think it's It has to do more with this thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah,
with this thing in your hand at all times, it's way easier to be an introvert.
And two, like, there's less reasons to go out.
Correct.
I mean, and this day and age, like, what other time in the world would you think how easy it was for us to be able to go into hiding for a couple months? Like, everything at our fingertips, getting things delivered and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck Amazon, though. Still can't get their two-day delivery back under control. I got some batteries sent to me from Amazon. It was supposed to get here on the 2nd, and they just got an email yesterday saying, "Won't get to you till the 12th."
Dude, I bought this backpack right here. You like my new backpack?
That's like a girl's backpack.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, though. That's always
it's,
the thought.
It's a canvas.
I know, it's sharp, though.
I bought it from Amazon. Solid. They got it to me in 2 days.
It's depending on what you're ordering. In fact, they're about to add a bunch of jobs over here.
Yeah, the Amazon distribution center right across the street from me almost.
Think everything about getting a supervisor job over there?
I've heard Amazon is a terrible place to work.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Okay.
That's just what I've heard. I can't say from my own account.
If you got an extra $10 an hour. I would think, like, supervisors and stuff like that would get, like, $30 an hour. Wouldn't you think so?
If I had an extra $10, I'd have
to... They're starting people off at 15.
I'd have to see what it was like. I've just always... Every time I hear something about Amazon, I just hear
What do you guys
start bad.
People off, like, at 12?
Same thing, 15.
People start 15. Tyler works at an undisclosed packaging place. So yeah. I think we've hinted at that. I can say that enough. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we've said the place. Only the OGs really know where Tyler works.
I work at DHL.
DHL, does that still exist?
It does. I saw a DHL truck today.
DHL, and they're usually vans, right?
Yeah, they're the little vans.
I think they're big on like private contracts and stuff like that.
Is that what
they
do?
I remember like DHL, you would drop off our films.
Okay.
Films at the movie theater.
Got you. That's kind of weird. Yeah. You were talking about it's never been easier to like be in contact with somebody with like your phone, having your phone at all times. On Thursday, I was sitting on the porch at Nan and Poopa's after rehearsal. Mm-hmm. I always go after there after rehearsal just to like hang out with Nan and Poopa for like an hour. And I'm sitting there and Poopa's like just telling stories, you know. And he was telling me this one story about how he used to work at a garage in Fremont. And one of his jobs that he got was he would go around and basically move trucks back and forth between different locations at this place. So this specific location owned two different garages. And he would, take one truck to the garage to get it serviced and bring back another vehicle that would work, And this was when he was, 16, just started driving, still young. And he was telling me about how he would do that every so often, and he would also go around and he was the salesman for the garage to sell parts to people. And there was one time where he had to take a truck from the garage to the other garage to get it serviced, and at that time there was nobody else at the garage and there was no other vehicle at that location to bring back. So he ended up taking the truck to the garage and had to wait at this dealership because that truck ended up getting taken away. Somebody ended up picking that truck up, and he was stuck at the garage. He said he was there for 2 hours. He was waiting for somebody from his other garage to come pick him up because he didn't have a vehicle. And he says that his boss was like going around the garage, "Where is Donnie? Where is Donnie? He's been gone for 3 hours." And the guy that knew about him dropping the truck off that was supposed to go pick him up goes, "Oh, crap, Donnie's at the other garage. He's been there for like 3 hours. We forgot to pick him up." And he says that at the time, he was just sitting in the garage by himself, 16-year-old Poopa, drinking a bunch of milk that was in the garage fridge or something like that. So he was just sitting there just filling up on gallons of milk. It was just the funniest little weird story that Poop has ever told me. he's very good at telling stories because he's like very thorough and detailed, and he like always has a beginning, middle, and end for his stories, and he's very good at punchlines. But I thought that was interesting. 16-year-old, "Hey, I'm at the garage. come pick me up, you know, on the cell phone. But they had no phones, no way to contact anybody. The only thing that he could do was sit at that garage and hope somebody would come pick him up. It's kind of weird.
Poopa would be fun to have on the podcast.
Yeah. It'd be interesting, right?
And I mean, yeah. It would be interesting.
Where would it go? You know?
Where would it go?
That's the question. You never really know with him.
Yeah, never. I mean, this is kind of a different kind of, I mean, a different experience. Like, what does it pull out of you? Like, I mean, look, I mean, what, our first really somebody that I really didn't know very well, and you didn't know very well, it was the couple down in Florida, Doug and Jean. They sat on a couple podcasts, right? And he sat on one and telling stories and stuff. And
they were fun.
Like, yeah, like, the crazy part is, like, he never even got into some of his crazy good stories. Like, I mean, he was a cop in Washington for, like, 20 years or so. But, yeah, he was setting me up the other day because they have a house they're selling up in on
the UP.
Yep, the UP, which is the Upper Peninsula. A lot of people don't know that.
People know what the UP is. I didn't know
that for the longest time. Well, maybe mostly around here, yeah. So they have a house that they're selling up there. Is he? That would be a fun road trip to go up there. But I was wanting to get up there before they, you know, before I can't really go visit them anymore because they don't have that house.
Yeah.
So I guess they have a long closing or stuff because I think they've had it sold for a while. So I don't know. I mean, they're just trying to get it ready for them or whatever. But yeah, beautiful out there. You can see wolves and everything.
Yeah. Just it's a different world in the UP, dude.
Yeah.
It's just a different place. You go up there and you go, I'm not in Michigan. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like the state of Michigan at all. It's so weird. When you see actual dirt roads and like that's where the only mode of transportation is driving down dirt roads, you go, oh my goodness, where am I? It's the weirdest thing ever, dude. And I've never seen places that are so remote. Like when you're driving up there, it's not like the countryside in Ohio where you see like one house and then there's like miles of field, right? Up in the UP, it's so remote. Like you barely have cell phone service. I barely had cell phone service at all when I was up there. There was just like very specific points in my trip. Once I got super far north that I had service because there's no cell phone towers. Like there's a lot of places that you don't see electrical lines like going down the sides of the street.
You need a satellite phone?
Yes. It would have been helpful.
I want to go to Canada too. Like you haven't been to Canada, right?
I've never been in Canada.
You need to get yourself a passport. I think you can't go out there without a passport, right? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah, I need a
passport. I think that's something that just changed not too long ago. You used to be able to just go across there with your ID and be like, oh, I'm just going there for the day.
Yeah, I think I remember
Which
that.
Is so annoying here, like, if you live in Detroit, because, like, it's just right over there. There's probably a lot of people that go back and forth and then be like, then the whole passport thing, like, changes everything. You gotta, which passport doubled in price in the last 10 years. Yeah. Remember, I got my first passport, like, for $60. And it lasts for 10 years. Next time I got it was, like, $120. More people are trying to get out of the U.S., get away from here. The people are missing out, you know. I mean, I guess there's plenty of people who are just comfortable and being in the whole same state their entire life and never traveling. But there's something about experiencing other cultures, going to other parts of the world. I mean, was it down in Panama? There's this couple that bought some land and stuff, and they were van lifers, and then they just fell in love with this one spot, and I would love to go there. Like, they tell people where it is and everything, and it's just this one certain spot that you can go down to, and this little they're outside of this little city and stuff, and they're still not terribly far from the beach and stuff like that, but the U.S. government has some kind of deal with them where like you can go out there and if you go out there and establish yourself, you don't have to pay federal taxes or something. It's something crazy. Yeah, they were talking about it. I'm like, what?
Interesting.
What a deal. Like
which is something that would be perfect for me with my profession, like go live out there and just instantly give myself more income. Like as I get more and more properties, I want to be to the point where I have enough properties where, like, if I didn't have to pay federal taxes, that's enough to, like, give someone an entire salary for a year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Like, I just closed on Toledo Property 11. Super excited about that.
Awesome, awesome. So, do you think we're going to be able to go anywhere this summer? Like, do you think it's going to get...
Let's just go, dude.
Do you think, like...
Are we doing the RV?
Well, so, like, my thought is, do you think we're going to get to a point where we could potentially semi-shut down again?
I think there would probably be an argument to try to make us to an extent, but I think once people are starting to realize that, hey, less people are dying, like, it's the media losing their story. They're not talking about deaths anymore. Now they're just talking about the corona is still out there. People are getting it. Yes, yes. And people get the flu. It's basically the flu at this point because now we're protecting the people that are most vulnerable. And there's less and less people dying from the corona because we're being smart about it and we're understanding more and more how it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, for one thing, it helps too. Okay, well, there is a huge spike because of all these freaking riots and that's definitely going to play in, which is so funny when they want to try to blame like beaches and bars and restaurants.
Like states being open.
They are all having to wear masks, be apart. This is the big thing going around right now where, like, the media is blaming them for the spread of corona. When we just had, it takes, what, 1 to 2 weeks before you find out you have the corona. We just had all these people rioting and which I'm all for. I keep on wanting to say picketing or something. I'm forgetting the terminology. Not riot. What's
protesting?
Protesting.
Okay.
I'm all for protesting. Protesting is fine. Protesting is very good. Rioting is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But even the my mind is stopped. Where I've ate today. I've only had this coffee.
You've been eating
even
today?
The protesting can easily spike the corona because so many of these people just completely forgot about the corona. Weren't wearing masks. They just went out there, arm in arm, spreading the corona like wildfire. And what was that? That was 2 weeks ago. About 2 weeks ago? Yeah.
Dude, isn't that weird? Like, I thought...
Crazy spike.
I thought people would be, like, more afraid and kind of, like, timid to be around people again because of what was going on. But, like, the moment people saw that video...
If you saw that video...
The moment people saw that video...
You saw that video, oh my gosh, that was so fucked up.
Nothing else mattered.
Some people couldn't watch it.
The coronavirus did not matter. It disappeared. It was not in the forefront of anybody's mind after that video. And I definitely think, what if that never,
you know, the weird
what if
part,
that never happened?
There's so many conspiracy stuff out there, too. But did you know that they knew each other?
Who?
The guy that they knew each other.
The police officer?
The police officer. They worked at the same spot at one point. They were both security guards at, like, there. They knew each other.
How do you know this?
That's been out in the news. I know. I said it with a conspiracy thing, but, like, the conspiracy would be like, is there something going on here? Like, is he sacrificing himself to fund his family and take care of his family? Is there something going on? But it was like, it seems weird that they knew each other.
I don't know.
But straight up murdered, man. Straight up murdered. There's no way to look around on that, man. Straight up murdered. And definitely, like, Will Smith says it best. He said something. I think I posted it on our Instagram. Will Smith said something a few years ago.
Yeah, I saw you
ago.
Post something about it.
What he said, there's not more racism. There's more media, or there's more social media.
Something like that.
Something like that. That was it's so true. And, you know, there's so many people are freaking out and just trying to say how bad, you know, there's still plenty of areas. And I think I was very blessed to be, didn't really grow up around any racist people or anything like that. So I'm oblivious to an extent. And I always gravitated toward the black people. There was only a couple of black people in my school, but I gravitated toward them. And I love being, I love the culture. I mean, it's a big part of who we are, which is crazy to think that they only make up 15%, less than 15% of our population. And they still, like, I mean, I think the average person would probably, if you ask them what percentage, would be easily much higher than that.
Yeah.
I would easily, if I didn't know those statistics, I would say at least 25-30%, easily 30%. Mm-hmm. And it's half that. And, but it's, you know, there's bad people out there, and there's still people that, and then you got the bad people that are going to the extreme that just want to completely defund the police and be anarchic, you know, in a way, and have no government. And then you have the people that are, you know, there's still people that are KKK and, they're not putting up nooses anymore, like some of these conspiracies.
Did you see the Bubba Wallace thing?
Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned that. And then like,
I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the podcast.
It definitely looked like a noose, but it was small and it was just like a little handle thing. It just
I'm sure if you
it's not a noose too, because a noose you pull on it and it closes shut. It was tied in a way where it's just a loop.
Yeah, okay, so for people that don't know, Bubba Wallace is a NASCAR driver.
He's the only black driver. Black driver.
And basically during this entire movement, one of the races, it was in Alabama, apparently somebody found a noose in Bubba Wallace's garage. Yeah,
just walked in there and saw this noose.
We
had no explanation. I think there was a good chance he didn't even see it.
What I saw is that he didn't see it at all.
Yeah.
He was just told about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've read. I don't actually know what happened, but I read that he just saw it and that the only people that were allowed back in that specific area were drivers, crew members.
So it looks like somebody, it looked really bad. It looked like there could be somebody that was really racist that was in the inner circle.
Yeah. You know, in the inner circle,
which is like, We'd like to think that it's just a douchebag, an idiot,
correct,
hillbillies,
not
like
somebody
in
running
small
things.
Areas, and a lot of them, I would say, a good amount of racist people are closeted racists, I think, to an extent. And then, but then, still, there's plenty of people that change their, you know, that's changed over time.
But it was dark to think that, like, maybe one of the other drivers did this, right? Or somebody high up in NASCAR potentially did this. And apparently the FBI went into investigation about it, and then it came out that this was apparently not a noose, but that it was a pull cord for the garage door that was tied up to make it easier to pull the garage door down. Mm-hmm. And apparently that it has been there since last year in that specific garage area. And like, you see photos of it in the garage from last year, and like, this is the noose that, or this is the pull cord that you think is a noose. And I don't know, man. I just think it's weird that it blew up to that extent.
It ended up making him look bad because the way it blew up so big. So I think it was kind of like just somebody freaked out and saw it, and then it just kind of split like wildflower. But I do love NASCAR's response and all the driver's response. It was amazing when they pushed his car out. Mm-hmm. Did you see the footage of mm-hmm. that? Pushing his car all in solidarity, walking together, like Bubba was crying like a baby. It was beautiful. It was like, that's, we need more of that. And you know what? That's how most of us fucking feel. It's mm-hmm. a small amount of people that feel this way, and the small amount of people, like the idiot that freaking killed, you know, the cop that killed
George Floyd,
that's a small amount of people. But you know what? That's what makes money for the media. And that's why we hear so much about that. We don't hear about the good things as much. It's all about the negativity and inciting fear. And there's plenty of good in our world too, you know, and it's people like that and that make us all look bad too, because there is definitely a very small percentage of people that are really racist as there was, you know, years ago. It's definitely not as bad as, you know, in some areas it's probably worse than others. I mean, there definitely is pockets of it and there's a culture of it, mm-hmm. but for the majority, I don't think so. I haven't experienced that. I haven't seen that, you know. I remember in high school there was a little bit of it. Like, there was like a small
group. You grew up down south too.
Yeah. But then I grew up in, Illinois until I was 11.
Yeah.
But supposedly we lived in a very racist town. There was no black people in it. So that was in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And my dad always told me, I found out afterwards that a little town of 1,500, but supposedly that was a racist town. Not that everybody was racist, but I guess they had ran off black people in the past or something, even maybe, which is kind of crazy right in the middle of Illinois. So it does exist.
Yeah,
but I didn't ever experience it because I didn't hardly ever see black people to be around them, and I didn't see them.
You didn't see it firsthand.
Well, for one thing, too, there wasn't a bunch of people with rebel flags shining everywhere. Like, we're fucking racist. They were northern racists. So it does exist, but to what extreme it is and what people like to make it out to be the way it is, and that, like Morgan Freeman, they straight up asked him, like, he's like, what do you think is it? How hard is it now for black people to make it? I'm like, he's like, look at me, look at you. We made it. We put our, you know, we put in the work. We did the work, you know? And then there's plenty of people that work hard that are, you know, tough neighborhoods. And I remember talking to the black guy that lived next door to my uncle, and really cool guy. And he was so happy to say, it was like, man, I grew up in the hood, man. And I made it out. I put in the work, did the work, and he has an amazing job. Freaking $400,000 house. Yeah. I mean, put in the
was
work.
Was this in Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
right,
nice
next
area.
To my
yeah.
very nice houses. Yeah. I mean, just he did the work to, and he was quick to say, you know, unlike some people, like, yes, he did pull himself up by his own bootstraps. And this is disgusting. There's the one, she's a major socialist. I mean, that is a scary thing. If you start getting into politics, a lot of these socialist people, people forget what socialism is. But she said the phrase, it is impossible to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Just like, that is impossible to do that. I'm like, holy shit. That's what the basis of what we were found on. We came from an oppressed country. We came over here for freedom. Mm-hmm. We're all about the American dream. And like, saying something like that, like you're saying, I do not believe in the American dream. Making it, you know, like, and being successful, and I mean, like, any, like, when you're able to go to a job and then get a raise, like, that's part of the American dream. That I get a raise, I'm working hard, I'm working my way up. But there's just a culture too of those people that just get stuck in the same, you know, doing the same thing over and over,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, you
right.
know, but there's people are comfortable. People are comfortable with, living in lower income or living and not making a lot of money. And I mean, like,
or working to live for free
or what's that?
Working to live for free.
Yeah. You know, there's plenty of those people that live within their means, like don't have the biggest house or the nicest house, but mm-hmm. they're making it work. And, I'll just keep on going. Then I'll start going off on food stamps and all that and how it oppresses our culture or oppresses people. It makes you dependent on the government.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Seth and the American Dream.
American Dream, baby. Woo! Yippee-yay! NASCAR!
Independence Day.
Give me NASCAR and Jesus.
This is our 4th of July episode.
This is our 4th of July.
Dude, 4th of July is just a bummer this year.
It is. It's a little bit of a bummer.
It's my actually 4th of July. I've talked about it before on the podcast. it's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, we are going to have some fun. I don't know. We'll have to maybe at least go live or something tomorrow night.
Do something. We can go live on our, or we can record the podcast on our phones right through Anchor.
Yeah, that was, we could totally do that if you want to. It would probably be good enough. We'll have to record and see how well the quality
is. Audio would be fine. But obviously it won't be as good as microphones, but still. But
Yeah,
4th of July is my favorite holiday, and it's just not the same this year. No fireworks, nothing. It's different. It sucks.
Yeah. I know. We might need to go grab some fireworks for tomorrow night. Cause can we shoot them off at Poopa's?
For sure.
Yeah, I'll sink some money into some fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely. We used to shoot them off all the time.
Should we just surprise everybody and pick up a bunch of fireworks tomorrow?
It'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
I'd be game.
Let's do it. We'll just do it in the afternoon, after lunch. Go grab some.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Fireworks at night. Fire.
Yeah, boy.
Roast some hot dogs.
I'll spend some money. Yeah. That's good. It's first of the month, man. All that rent was pouring in. So my renters, thank God, catching up on their rent. Paying a little bit. But, yep, then the new property, you know, trying to make it happen.
Dude, you like my purchase? Hold up.
Wait.
Let me show you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler has a new purchase. Let's see what it is.
I bought a couple things. Check
a couple things.
See what I'm working with?
You have a bird feeder.
Yeah, dude. So I bought two hanging ferns, greening up the patio. And then I bought a fucking bird feeder, dude. And look at that. Yeah, man. I got birds coming up to my patio now.
Until some crazy squirrel. You ever see those videos of those squirrels getting out into those?
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's an amazing video on YouTube. A guy that used to work for NASA. He's super, like, designs, like, I mean, anybody that works for NASA is a pretty smart person.
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely have a certain amount of skill and knowledge. And he made, so he was wanting to stop them from getting to the bird seed.
Okay, we're talking about
squirrels getting to the bird seed. So he ended up creating a whole obstacle course. First he found what they wanted the most, what they liked the most,
mm-hmm.
and tried to see how he created an entire obstacle course for them to try to get through to get to the seeds. He was just curious how much effort they would make.
They would, yeah.
And it was just one of the best videos, but I don't know it off the top of my head what the name of it, but you could probably look up squirrel obstacle course and probably come up.
Hopefully no squirrel gets to that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they're very skillful. I mean, he could get up on top of the house and... if that's far enough under, like if it's like close enough where the gutter is,
he
could reach around and crawl down it. But if it's not close enough to the gutter, you're probably fine.
I should be okay. I think that's in a good spot. I don't think you should touch it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But dude, I plan on greening it up. I'm going to buy a shit ton more plants to put out there. It'll be like a little greenhouse going on out there.
Yeah, just don't overdo it.
Why not?
Just don't clutter it.
Well, no. So I'm going to buy, like, the hanging pots that hang off the side of the railings, mm-hmm. so I can have flowers, like, all the way around the railing.
No, that's cool. You turn it into your own little backyard.
Yeah, that's my plan, dude. I got my chairs out there, my fireplace out there.
No, we just got to get a little putt-putt area so you have some greenery. Get your little putt-putt thing.
No, dude, I saw at, when I was at Ollie's is where I bought the bird feeder. They have, like...
I still have not gone there.
They have carpet that is, like... It's like fake grass, and I wanted to buy.
How much was it? Was it pretty cheap?
I can't remember. Because I'm gonna
do that to cover my front porch.
See,
and I was just wondering.
I wanted to buy it. I wanted to cover the patio to make it look like everything's sitting on grass. I couldn't see the price for it though.
And I could probably use that for putt, and then just have they have those things where the ball will just come up and go in the hole, whatever, and they can move around.
You really want to put that on your porch?
Well, yeah, I was gonna do some kind of nice cover. I mean, like think about Grandpa and Grandma. They had that kind of covering for. That's kind of like an old.
Oh shit! They did have that, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it,
I was just something simple to recover the porch.
Yeah.
And I could putt on it.
Can't remember how much it was though. But I want to get some. It'll look so much better out there.
Do you ever played golf before?
I used to hit golf balls. I used to hit golf balls in the front of Grandpa Carr's house, like from the front yard, shoot them across the street. So it was kind of like my own Top Golf.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I never actually went to the course or anything.
We should go hit some golf balls sometimes. I just like to do that. Even just hit golf balls. I got to get me a, I had a friend that gave me golf clubs, and then I left them somewhere. Unless they're still back in Arkansas. But I need to get, I do. It's a relaxing thing to do.
I think it would be fun to go to one of those Top Golf places.
Yeah, yeah. Just, like, that would totally be game for that. Like,
have you seen?
Dude, we got to get out of town, man. I'm ready for to get out of town.
Have you seen the videos of like people hitting them over the nets? Have you seen that shit before?
Oh yeah, there's some crazy people that could do it.
Dude, I was watching this one specifically, where this dude smoked that ball so hard it disappeared into the night sky, and everybody was like, holy shit, dude, that went over the net. And somebody, he did it a couple times, and then one of the workers came up from behind and was like, hey, you can't keep hitting him over the net, we're getting complaints right now. Like every single time he was hitting it, right, it was going over.
Top Golf will be accused, I mean, they'll be held liable for that,
yeah, if he damages anything. But, like, to be able to just muscle a golf ball over that. Do you know how many yards that is? Because I have no idea.
That'd have to be over 300, right?
I would think so.
To be able to make it over that?
I passed one today while I was in Cuyahoga. And when I drove by it, I was like, yeah, this is... That's, it's got to be 300, looking at it. But that would be fun to go to.
Yeah, I went, and then I don't think I even hit the balls. I was like, I just got on a cruise and spent too much money, so I didn't feel like spending more money. But yeah, there was one, I think that was out of Galveston. So was it Houston? There's probably one, like when next big comedy show we go to, we probably can hit it up. There's probably one in like Cincinnati or
I'm sure.
Not Houston. What's the other big town?
Columbus,
yes.
Yeah.
Columbus.
There's definitely one in Columbus. I know that for sure.
Speaking of what, dude, I want to do the, I'm game to go do the drive-in whenever you are. I want to do that before it closes down or for the winter or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping that things don't shut down again. I'm hoping that we can, like, still go out and do things because I am curious to see, like, what happens.
I think we're doing okay here.
I think we're fine here.
I don't think we're one of the spikes at all.
We'll see. I don't know.
But, well, hey, I got to get going, man. I got to go pool to jump into. I was like, yeah, I'm really gonna sorry go swimming after tonight. So, but guys, hope you enjoyed the podcast. We're going to try to get back to our usual schedule. I think maybe we'll try to do a little bonfire podcast tomorrow night.
Maybe you got to get back on your sleep schedule, bro.
I do. I just need to grab me some melatonin. I'll be fine. I just like... If I'm not tired enough, I won't go to sleep. Like, yeah.
You know what you need. Okay, so you know what you need to do though. Something that I've found: if you're not tired enough, you need to do more shit when you're awake.
Yeah. Well, part of the issue is that not having my place all fixed up.
Yeah.
Because I'm just mostly in my bed.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
And
if you're
just kind of like,
if you're just up doing nothing, you're not going to be tired.
Yeah.
You need to be up and active and doing shit. That way, you are actually tired when you get home. So.
I'm an accomplished lazy person. That's what I am. I'm an accomplished lazy person. Awesome. Well, guys, follow me on Instagram, Seth Ohms, and our Unscripted Banter on Instagram, Twitter, Seth Ohms. Tyler, where can they find you, sir?
You can find me, TLons5, on Twitter and Instagram. Starting to get a little more active on Instagram again. Starting to do shit.
Tyler was locked away working for the past couple months, so
yeah. So
he's finally getting a little bit of freedom.
Just posted up my new photo on Instagram.
Paranoia that, oh no, is things gonna go back to normal? Am I gonna go back to working 60 hours a week?
I don't want to do that shit again.
Right, because I mean, there was a good chance you probably could happen if things locked back up. You could probably go to crazy hours again. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody's at home ordering packages.
Yeah, I can't do that shit. Please stay safe, folks. I don't want to do that shit again. I got some more photos coming up. I got to edit them. I got them on my camera. Got to move them over to the laptop. So check out my Instagram, TLens5. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Listen to us everywhere. Check us out on Anchor.
Yeah, boy. Everywhere but SoundCloud.
Everywhere but SoundCloud.
That gave us a hit, guys. We got to get our numbers back up.
Cheers. Finish up the coffee.
Cheers. Finally at it again. It feels good to be back.
Feels good to be back.
I definitely missed it quite a bit, even though it's just been a week. We've gone a month plus without a podcast, but we're going to get back to our regular schedule, and that's about it.
Dude, have fun in that pool tonight. Cool off. Oh, it's going to feel good.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's going to feel real good. Good to see your mother and father for the first time since they've been up.
Yes, I've got to see them since they've been down.
They're
so that'll be nice.
They're having a hoot over there, trust me.
Oh, cool.
Folks, that's it. That's all I got for you guys. Be safe this 4th of July. Please don't drink too much and shoot off fireworks because you're going to blow your hands off. Be safe. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.